Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers, produced by John Rich.
G-R-O-L-S, red, great, those were the days.
At the piano, Archie chomps a cigar and shares a smile with Edith. Developed by Norman Lear.
Mike and Gloria's Wedding, Part 2.
Edith looks through an album.
It just don't seem possible that 2 years ago tonight, you and Mike was married, Gloria.
Yeah, how time drags.
And pretty soon it'll be next year, and I'll be singing, Happy Third Anniversary to you! Happy Third Anniversary to you!
Pull a plug on that. You already sung that. Will you stop torturing me?
Archie glances back at Michael and Gloria. And
will you stop breathing down on me? Can't you sit over here?
Boy, Michael, when you walked out, I didn't even think we'd have a wedding, let alone an anniversary.
Yeah, and it was really something between my Uncle Cass wanting a priest and Archie wanting a reverend.
And you wanting out.
I never wanted out. I just didn't want all that religious rigmarole.
Yeah, I didn't want to get married at all. Wanted to go off someplace and live in sin. Wanted all the fun and none of the suffering.
That's not fair, Daddy. Michael came back, didn't he? And didn't he agree to have the Reverend Felcher marry us?
Yeah, ain't it funny? The more everybody agreed with each other, the more mixed up everything got. Remember the day we had the wedding rehearsal?
In the past, Gloria and Michael kiss in the kitchen when Archie enters.
Hey, hot lips. You're supposed to be rehearsing the ceremony part today. This here part had enough practice.
He marches back to the living room.
You know what they was doing out there.
Yeah, kissing. Archie, I think maybe for the rehearsal we ought to move the TV. It might be in the Reverend Felcher's way.
Listen. The Reverend Felcher wants that TV moved. He can lift it himself. I ain't about to lose a daughter and gain a trust.
Archie sits in his favorite armchair while Edith stands over him.
Archie, just think, tomorrow, Gloria and Mike are really getting married. It just don't seem possible, does it?
Yes, it does. It seems like a nightmare come true.
Oh, Archie.
Which, by the way, reminds me, well, you think it's time to sit down and have a little talk about the facts of life?
Oh, sure, Archie.
Edith takes a seat next to Archie, removes her glasses, and smiles at him. Archie pulls his cigar out of his mouth and stares at her.
I don't mean between you and me, baby. I mean, you and Gloria.
Me and Gloria?
Yeah. Hello, you got to explain to her about the wedding night.
If you say so, Archie. But I didn't think you wanted Gloria to know about you falling asleep on our wedding night.
Will you forget that? You gotta tell her whatever your mother told you before you and me got married.
Edith frowns in confusion, then her eyes open wide.
Oh. You mean...
Yeah.
Oh, Archie, I ain't gonna be no good at that. Can't you talk to Gloria?
No. You're her mother? You got a duty explaining, eh? I mean, after all, I'm a father. A father ain't allowed to talk about stuff like that with his daughter.
Do you mean that if you was Mike's father, you'd talk to him?
If I was his father, I'd run away from home.
Gloria and Michael emerge from the kitchen.
Ma, what time did the Reverend Felcher say he was coming over?
4 o'clock. We better go upstairs and try on the dress again. Okay. We gotta fix the hem. Mike, Archie wants to talk to you.
As Edith and Gloria head upstairs, Michael sits next to Archie and munches obliviously on a pastry. Archie watches him closely, and eventually Michael notices and turns to him.
Where'd you get that hunk of Boston cream pie?
Gloria said I could have it.
That was the last piece. I had that scheduled for Gunsmoke.
Michael hesitantly offers him the rest of his cake.
You want it?
I don't want it. No.
Michael sets the dish down.
I'll talk to you about the wedding. I mean, about after the wedding.
Oh, you don't have to worry about that, Mr. Bunker. There won't be any problems.
That's what everybody thinks.
Oh, you mean you had problems?
No, I don't mean I had no problems. Because I took it easy with my wife, see? I knew she wasn't going to disappear overnight.
You mean on the first night you didn't...
I mean that I didn't go rushing in like a bull into a china closet. That ain't just any woman you're marrying, you know. That's my little girl. So just take it easy. Kind of get to know one another there. Give yourself a little time.
How much time?
Oh. Month?
Michael gapes at him.
A month? That's ridiculous.
It ain't ridiculous. I'd be careful with a young bride, you know? It's your wife. You gotta treat her nice. You gotta put her up there on a pedestal.
Oh, you mean like what you do with Mrs. Bunker?
That is right.
Thank you, Mr. Bunker. I'll try to remember everything you said.
Don't mention it. The least an older guy can do is pass along his what he called know-how to a younger guy.
Archie opens the door to Kaz.
What, are you back?
Yeah, I'm back.
Hey, Uncle Kaz!
Hey, Mickey.
Hey, how are you?
What are you doing here?
Oh, what do you think I'm doing here? I came for the wedding. Didn't you expect me?
No, I didn't.
You don't know much about Polish people.
No, I've been lucky up to now.
I'll tell you why I'm here. Because Polish families are like this. Close. Go ahead, Arch. Try and pull my family apart.
He clasps his hands together.
That ain't your family. Them's your fingers, and I don't want to fool with them.
Cass!
Hey, Gloria.
Careful. We're throwing her up in the air like a ball.
Here, let me take you home. Gee, it's wonderful to see you. We didn't think you were coming.
He's like my own son. I wouldn't have missed this for $1 million.
Then you're not mad that we're not getting married by a priest?
Sure I'm mad. But I thought it over and I figured, what the hell? It's your life.
He slaps Michael on the cheek, and Michael smirks.
You and Gloria should get married any way you want.
Uncle Cass, you're terrific.
Yeah, anyway, we're all going to be friends, huh? Now, the kids want it to be a non-religious ceremony. That's okay with us. Right, Bunker?
Wait a minute. What do you mean non-religious? The Reverend from our church is going to perform the honorarium here.
The Reverend from your church? Wait a minute, hold it. Mickey, I never figured you for a hypocrite.
I'm not a hypocrite, Uncle Cass. Michael agreed to the Reverend to please me.
Yeah, and also to please me and God.
You want to go along with all this, Mickey?
Well, I don't care. I mean...
What do you mean you don't care? You said you were an agnostic, right?
Yeah, so what?
So, you're only an agnostic against Catholics. I mean, you got a right to be anything you want. But how are you going to be an agnostic if you get married by a Protestant minister?
Uncle Cass, I'm
only
doing...
You know what I think? I think you've been hanging around this bunker guy for a couple of months, and you're forgetting everything we ever taught you about fair play.
Hey, wait a minute there, Cashmere.
Uncle Cass,
No, wait a second, Gloria. He's got a point.
What?
No, he's right. I am being a hypocrite. Gloria, I'm sorry, but it can't be your father's way, and it can't be my uncle's way. We can't have a priest or a reverend. It's got to be a civil ceremony.
Wait a minute, civil ceremony. What the hell is that? You just say I do and throw $2 in a window is like betting on a horse.
Mr. Bunker, I meant to bring the judge here.
Oh, the judge here? How classy can you get? Why don't you just go to Holroom? Get yourselves married by the captain of the Staten Island Ferry. Now, listen. Are you going to get married by this Reverend Fletcher?
Felcher.
Whatever or not.
No.
Okay, that's fine. Edith, come on down here. No Felcher, no wedding.
Why would we?
Edith comes downstairs.
What's wrong?
There ain't nothing wrong, Edith. Everything is just perfect. The wedding is off.
Gloria wails in her father's face, and Edith tries to comfort her.
Will you leave me alone?
Archie, in all the years we've been together, I never asked you for nothing important.
What?
But I'm gonna ask you for something now. Archie, please, you gotta let them get married the way they want to.
Are you kidding? If I don't let that reverend marry them, I'll never be able to look him in the face again. I won't be able to go into his church no more.
But you ain't been to church for 20 years.
Archie scowls as he leans against the kitchen table. He slowly turns to Edith.
Will you try and stay on the subject, huh? The point is that you go there, don't you? You see him every week.
Archie, suppose they run away together and she never wants to come back and see us again.
That ain't gonna happen.
That happens all the time, Archie. We could lose her.
Ah, what are you talking about?
We could lose her forever.
Archie glares at Edith and drops his gaze. They head out into the living room.
All right. I just come to, decision out there in the kitchen. And I decide I'll let you have a civil ceremony.
Oh, Daddy, thank you!
Oh, thanks a lot, Mr. Bunker. Is that all right, Uncle Cass?
Okay, I'll go along with that. We'll have a judge.
A judge? Where the hell you buy a judge?
Leave it to me. I'll get a judge.
Well, you better get on the phone there, Rita. Call the reverend. Tell him to stay in church.
Oh, no, I'll take care of that. No.
It's my responsibility.
I'll get it.
Edith races to the front door.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Bunker.
Hi, Lionel.
Here's your toaster. All fixed.
Thank you. Come in, Lionel. I want you to meet somebody. This is Mr. Casimir Stivic from Chicago. This is Lionel Jefferson.
How do you do, Lionel?
And this is Michael Stivic. He's going to marry Gloria.
Oh, hi. Hey, congratulations.
Thanks. I'll put this in the kitchen.
Here you are, Lionel. Here's the $2 for doing a job on a toaster.
Okay, thank you, Mr.
Wait, don't run away. Here's something a little extra for yourself.
A whole dime? Oh, you didn't have to do that, Mr. Bunker.
You're a good kid, Lionel. You deserve it.
Oh, well, thank you, sir.
Lionel, do you do this kind of work for a living?
Oh, no, just part-time till I start college. Then I'm going to study electrical engineering. Well, Mr. Bunker likes it better when I say electrical engineer.
Watch that ahead, Lionel.
Oh, I was just saying, I was going to be electrical engineer.
That's good, Lionel. I love to hear that.
Wait a second, Lionel. Let me ask you a question. Does he know that you're putting him on?
No, except when I talk naturally. Watch this. Mr. Bunker, do you have any further requirements of me?
I didn't catch that, Lionel.
Is you got more fixes than me, do, Mr. Bunker?
No. and all that kind of stuff. Well, I'll just be shuffling on back to the wood pile. See you later on, huh?
Michael grins as Lionel goes out.
Goodbye. Have a nice wedding.
Later, upstairs, Gloria wears her wedding gown in front of her mirror.
I got your nosegay, and it's a perfect day for a wedding. Oh, my, you look beautiful. You look just like the picture of your grandmother when she wore that dress.
Oh, you think so, Mom? Thanks.
If it's Mike, don't come in. The groom can't see the bride before the wedding. It's bad luck.
Archie enters the bedroom wearing a suit.
Why do you have to squawk that way? It's only me. The groom is in the bathroom, shaving his beard off.
Oh, my. This will be the first time we'll see Mike with his whole face.
Yeah. Oh, here, Mommy, hold that for a second.
Hey, what happened to my Statue of Liberty tie clip?
I threw it away.
Why?
A torch fell off.
I don't care if her torch fell off. She was still holding her book, and her book was the part that clipped the tie. What am I going to do now? Now, forget it. Did you?
He mouths words, and Edith shakes her head.
Come on, get on with it, huh?
He leaves. Nervous, Edith turns to Gloria.
Gloria, would you like to sit down?
Oh, no, Ma, I'm too nervous to sit down.
Well, then maybe I'll sit down.
Edith sits on the edge of the bed.
What's the matter, Ma? Are you all right?
Gloria, I think it's time that you and me had a woman-to-woman talk about
the wedding night?
Yeah, about that.
Okay, Ma.
Gloria sits next to her. Edith's eyes widen with fear, and she turns away. She opens her mouth to speak, then closes it.
Ma, you don't have to if you don't want to. I mean, I know how hard it is for you to talk about these things.
How did you know that?
I guess because you never talk about them. You don't have to be embarrassed, Ma.
Oh, thank you, Gloria.
Edith fusses with the small bouquet as she struggles to speak.
I know you just want me to be very happy.
I do.
And tonight, Michael and I will be nervous.
Yeah.
Because we're both really strangers to one another.
That's right.
And the important thing to remember is that we love and respect each other. And above all, that we treat each other with patience and tenderness tonight.
Yeah.
Edith sighs with relief as she stares into her daughter's eyes.
Thanks, Ma. I'm glad we had this little talk.
Oh, Gloria. I never thought I'd be able to say it all to you.
She hands Gloria the flowers.
Oh, Ma.
They hug. Meanwhile, Archie and Kaz sit uncomfortably in the living room. Kaz catches Archie looking at him, and Archie turns sharply away. Beardless and wearing a suit, Michael descends into the living room and shuffles towards his uncle. He gives a goofy smile.
Well, it's off.
Hey, it is the Mickey I know. Ooh, you look great.
Kaz squeezes Michael's cheeks and shakes his face.
I think he looks better with the beard on.
Please, Mr. Bunker, don't start with me.
Hey, it is the judge.
Michael opens the door.
Is this the Bunker residence?
Yeah, come on in. Yeah,
thanks for coming, Judge. Let me take your coat.
All right, thank you.
I'd like you to meet the bridegroom, Michael Stivick.
Michael, congratulations.
Hi, thank you.
I'd especially like you to meet the bride's father, Mr. Bunker.
Mr. Bunker.
Hi.
How are you?
Archie, you're shaking hands with Judge Francis J. Polanski.
A pained expression washes over Archie's face. He lowers his gaze.
Judge Blasky, huh? Are you a regular, Your Honor, judge?
Yes, I'm a judge of the surrogate court.
How come a big judge like you has time to rush over here beside the afternoon?
Because, Mr. Bunker, we Polish people stick together like this.
He clasps his hands together just like Kaz did earlier.
Yeah, I seen that before. Well, Judge, why don't you make yourself at home? Sit down on a sofa there and eat a cookie.
Archie trudges upstairs. Meanwhile, Edith fixes Gloria's veil.
They wear it behind now.
Archie enters.
Oh, Archie, I heard the bell. Are the guests here?
Oh, it's a Polish judge. He's downstairs in the living room playing with his fingers.
There's the bell. That must be the guest. I better get down there.
She kisses Gloria.
Gloria, the next time I kiss you, you'll be a married woman. Goodbye, Gloria.
Edith rushes out of the room. Archie looks his daughter up and down.
Well, you certainly look beautiful.
Thank you, Daddy.
Did your mother have a little talk with you?
Oh, yeah, we had a good talk.
Well, I know all them things ain't too delicate to hear about, but you know, you gotta talk about them sometime, right?
I'll be all right, Daddy.
They sit on the bed.
Yeah, well, all I wanted to tell you is that, remember that time you was a little girl and you was a brownie and you went up to the summer camp?
Yeah, I remember. But whatever made you think of that?
Well, let me finish. You remember you thought you was going to love the camp, the way it turned out you hated it.
Yeah, and I called you up crying and I begged to come home.
I took the rest of the day off, jumped on the next train, went up and brung you back. Because she was my little girl, and anything you wanted was okay by me.
Oh, Daddy.
Well, I just want you to know that you're still my little girl. And you always will be. You know what I'm telling you?
I know. Daddy.
She stands.
I think it's time we went downstairs.
Archie stands, too.
You sure?
Very sure.
Archie places a tender kiss on Gloria's cheek, and she wraps her arms around his neck. In the living room, Edith plays the piano as a small group of guests rise from their seats. Michael and Kaz stand together with the judge near the base of the stairs, both grinning. They all glance toward the staircase nervously.
Gloria! Hold it, Mark! I'm waiting for Daddy!
The guests exchange glances as Edith gazes toward the ceiling, perplexed. She wipes her nose with a handkerchief and resumes playing. Archie escorts Gloria down the stairs into the living room. They walk together toward Michael. Archie locks eyes with Michael and glares at him threateningly, then backs away. Gloria takes Michael's hand.
Happy anniversary, Gloria.
Did you always have to be doing that?
Oh, Archie, ain't it wonderful that all that fighting turned out so happy?
Happy? For who? For who? For who?
Sitting in his favorite chair, Archie turns and glares at Edith while Gloria and Michael look on. Directed by John Rich and Bob Lahendro. Written by Rob Reiner and Philip Mishkin. Script consultant Don Nickel. Story editors Michael Ross and Bernie West. Executive producer Norman Lear.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Mike Evans as Lionel. Michael Conrad as Uncle Casimir. Peter Hobbs as Judge Polanski. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1972 Tandem Productions Incorporated, all rights reserved. A Bud York and Norman Lear Tandem Production.
Viacom.